minutes 38 remaining. Lead by 10 points. It's Fremantle's game to lose here. Sandilands, the big fist.
Yorkers, hello, we're here. Random Thursday, episode 30. The footy round started, but we're just tuning in, mate. How are you?
I'm going all right. Did you have a good sleep last night, mate?
Yeah, real good. And looking forward to an early dinner. Early dinner, early bed tonight.
Yeah.
Very excited.
It's a nice little record. I was thinking about it as I was getting home earlier. I didn't tell you what happened to me at the servo the other day, did I? I don't think I told you.
Got some fuel?
Well, I did. So what happened was Beck needed to get some fuel, but she was about to go out and like for a dinner. And so she needed to sort of get ready, but then she wouldn't have time to get fuel. So I was like, all right, all good. I'll go get fuel in your car for you and pop back. And so I take her car down to the servo, get some fuel. And then when I've paid for it, I come back to the car and the battery has died in between me walking. And it's pretty annoying to try and roll a car that is an automatic with a dead flat battery, trying to get it into neutral to get it. So it was a whole thing. It involved a lot of YouTube to how to get a VW Golf into neutral while the battery's flat, which is just, it's a proper process. Eventually I got it out of the bloody Bowser and into the corner. I got a new battery, killing it. But it kind of reminds me of just watching a Dockers game. Like you just go to get some fuel and suddenly you're fucking 2 hours of your life's gone.
Did you call Rob Dog, the sprint racing superstar?
No, what Australian would he do? Legend? How would he help?
Mate, he knows cars.
Yeah, but what? He's got spare batteries in his back pocket. I just need an RSC to come give me a new battery.
Well, you know what they say, Juddy. Boyfriend of the year isn't one in November, so I'm glad you're getting started early. So best of luck to you.
One in March, April.
So best of luck. It sounds like you're putting your best foot forward. It sounds like you're whinging a bit about needing to get the battery, but
yeah,
you know,
but she doesn't listen to the pod, so it's fine.
Well, we're going to dance around it because who wants to talk about the game after what happened?
Yeah, well.
Another I can tell one. You a few funny stories from this week.
Please do.
I don't have any flat battery stories.
I got a few. Oh, okay, you don't have any battery stories. I thought. But you'd just go on. I'll tell you a few funny stories. And when I've said, tell me, you've gone, I don't have any.
Got that exciting moment where I thought maybe I could have the weekend off and watch the Dockers play the Bulldogs, Anzac Day, but that got spoiled really quick.
What happened?
Oh, just a work schedule change.
Off, but then you didn't, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. A guy was going to stay a bit longer and the stars were aligning. And I was actually thinking about, because you're staying at my house in Margaret River, I was like, maybe I could just stay at your house, a bit of a house swap.
We could have done that. Like, Como, mate. It's right on right near the Optus, pretty close to Optus.
Mate, you could have told me where all the boys get a coffee in the morning, could have gone down and seen them.
Could have had a beer with Jordan Clark at the Como Hotel.
Stars were aligning until I opened my mouth into the universe, and then, yeah, so stuck in Port Hedland. Rovers start soon. Might go back and train with the Flatback Turtles team as well, the pub team.
What? So the Flatback Turtles is the pub team. That's good.
The pub team.
How many pubs are there?
I don't know, but they just play one another. It's just like whoever rocks up, just verse one another. Yeah.
Yeah,
which
right.
Is right up my alley.
Yeah, and then you can just not rock up some days and it doesn't matter.
How's the guy was telling me the rules? And he's like, you can't drink, you got to drink cans. He's like, you can't drink glass. I was like, what do you mean? Like after the game? He's like, no, like during the game. He's like, you clearly can't drink glass. I was like, well, that makes sense, but it also doesn't make sense. But yeah, I'm glad I yeah, my question is like,
you're like, well, hang on, what am I going to do with all these bottles of beer that I was bringing down for mid-game beers?
No, so you just drink. Yeah, so obviously you can drink during the game. You just need to have cans.
Yeah.
I'm just more concerned about duration, cramping. Yeah, more duration, what time I can get to bed, who's doing sausage sizzle.
I can imagine there'd be a very high level of footy with a couple of blokes at the pub drinking during a game that can't play for the local team, so they play for the pub team where they can have cans of beer. I reckon it would be pretty good. Good to watch anyway.
Nah, so it's the town's pub. It's not just a pub, certain pubs. It's just the town social league. You got to remember though, you play local footy up here. You're driving like 3.5 hours to play Roebourne, and like if you go to Roebourne, you're a good chance of not coming back with your car.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a
Is
huge
that where the
commitment.
prison is? Is Roebourne where the prison is?
Roebourne Wickham. Yep, they used to have a
Wickham.
team. Yeah, Roebourne
Isn't
Wickham.
that where, didn't Cracker play for one of those prison teams for a bit?
Jeffrey Farmer, I think, played a couple of years for Roebourne. I know
All
Sampy
right.
played. I think Sampy played for Roebourne, the Wickham Wolves. Leon Davis played for Karratha.
Yeah, it's a long road trip, isn't it? Every second week to go driving around Northern Australia, Northern WA.
Yeah, just play the Wednesday night pub league.
Are they all night games, I assume, because there's no way you can do anything during the day?
I'm gonna go. I might go down
What?
and see what I might. Well, I don't know. The only rule I found out is that you can't have glass on the field while you're playing. That's the only thing I found out about it.
Are the backpackers boundary umpiring or what?
Oh mate, I wish. I wish. I don't
Throw
think.
it in, peg it in.
I'll find out. I'll let you know how I go. You'll probably hear. You'll know if I'm playing because I'll be ringing you. So you can fix my weird body ailment. Like I'll be
Your rash.
calling you, be like, Juddy, my
I've got
knee's
a
sore. Why is my
rash.
knee?
Yeah.
Why is my knee sore? And you'd be like, because you drank too much bottled beer. You didn't
Yeah.
drink enough bottled beer. Too much canned beer.
Yeah, at a certain point, even the cans of beer probably make your knee hurt while you're playing footy, to be
Everyone's just
fair.
getting gout.
Yeah, everyone's like, what's going on? Why? We're being held healthy. We're running around on a Wednesday night drunk. Why are we so sore? Yeah, right. Should we talk about the bloody game?
Yeah, no, fire away, mate.
So 9-12-66 defeats 9-9-63. So another 63-point result for us and another
Yeah.
goal result. Pretty flattening, to be
You
honest.
see, we're one goal short of where we need to be. Like, we just got to get that dinner for two.
We're exactly dinner for two. Finishing on dinner for two would have been the ultimate and winning. Oh, I don't know. It's pretty frustrating. We're still. Like we said, it was another free hit that we nearly took, that we should have took, but we didn't. But I think the lesson is you look at Rosie and Butters and stuff, like you give them an inch and they kick a goal. You give Brayshaw and Sarong an inch and they'll kick a point. Even though I bloody love
Yeah.
Brayshaw and Sarong. Brayshaw did kick a goal in his defense, but it was sort of a bit of an instinct goal.
Yeah.
But I think that's the
Switter.
difference. It's the class. Yeah, it's the
Yeah.
class.
Switter was the same. I think Switter had the chance to put us three goals up,
Yeah.
missed, and then it went straight back down.
There was a pretty classic patch of play. Oh, I guess one of the three events happened a bit earlier, but our man Banners really, I don't know, told us or showed us why relying on him is going to be fraught with danger, I think. Do you remember
If
the three incidents?
oh, I can, I'll go through the first one. If Walters gets it on the boundary line and out of full by chance, just let him take it. Just run the other way. You weren't closest.
Jack,
Like
mate, he should have. So yeah, that when that went out in the full or whatever it was, he should have jumped
run
over
to
the
the
fence.
bench.
No, jump over the fence, sit in the crowd.
Yeah,
Get
put
pick
a
up a beer.
disguise on.
Get a beer. Get a beer and a pie and get ready to watch Walters kick a goal.
Yeah, he unfortunately, yeah, he kicked two out of four and got, he ran himself into no man's land and got
Got done
butchered
holding the
holding the
ball.
ball.
Yeah,
Clearly
they were
got
the
no,
three.
he's got no right foot, does he?
He doesn't know, that's the problem. But oh, it's just he's obviously putting himself into good spots, and but it's very frustrating. But I think that's not his fault. We said last week, Banners is Banners. We know what Banners can give us. He's not going to change. Yeah. If we're going to keep playing him, that'll keep happening.
Yeah, disappointing that we couldn't just kick away. Credit to Port Adelaide, they hung
They're a
around.
good
They
team.
certainly,
They're a good
yeah, they
team.
certainly used the momentum. I thought we got lucky for a long time. Like the game was not our way for a long period there, and Luke Ryan and Alex Pearce held us in it for forever.
Yeah, Alex Pearce, best on ground, 10 coaches' votes. That's perfect 10.
Mate, he and Luke Ryan in the last quarter was just like clunking everything. Like Port, it was good pressure up the field, probably not the best entries, but yeah, I think they glamorized a bit of that last quarter. Like I think
Yeah.
Port were always building in the floodgates, like they were doing the best we could. It's just we had the opportunity for those, counter punches slash dick kicks.
Yeah,
We had
lots
some
of dick.
fantastic.
Lot we could have
We
kicked them in
could
the
have.
dick a few times, and they definitely kicked us in the dick. I
Yeah.
thought Tracy after last week played really well. Three
Yeah.
goals, 16 touches, 9 marks. Like really made sure he didn't waste anything. I thought he was a
I
bit
think.
better. I think he would have taken that to heart, dropping that mark and dropping those 2 marks last the other week
Yeah.
against Carlton. So, good
You
on him
just got to
to,
be.
yeah.
Got to be a bit ruthless with it because. A lot of people I was talking to were happy with the effort and two possible top four teams, and we got close. And it's like line in the
Nah,
sand, man. Like
yeah.
not good enough. Like, and it wasn't that we were at arm's length and we couldn't get there. It's that we weren't good enough to finish off. Like we just weren't good enough to capitalize. Like they weren't a class above us. We just kept the door open. And just allowed him to come on in for a couple of free beers and just let them kind of get the
Two free
win, which
beers.
is
There's Ducky coming
if
over, is he?
yeah, Ducky's coming over. But that's what's frustrating to me is it wasn't like a great effort loss. It was that we were the better side. I
We
thought could have
potentially
been the
were the
better
better
side,
side. Exactly, I agree. But the
but we
reason
just.
we lost was that we weren't the better side. They were a classier side.
Yeah.
Have you had a look?
Frustrating.
Another shit. Yeah, I agree. Another shitty score worm. How the score worm like sort of seesaws a bit and then just plummets towards Port Adelaide. It's like, ugh.
Think that worm was heading there for a while.
You know, on the apps and stuff, how it's like on the app and social media, it'll be like, do you want to watch the final 2 minutes of the game? It's like, no, I really do not want to watch the
Yeah.
final 2 minutes of any of the last two games.
On the Brayshaw thing as well, does he not
What's
get a
the
free
Brayshaw
kick?
thing?
Does he not get a free kick for that head high bump? Is that a free kick?
It was Banners, you mean?
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. No, it wasn't a free kick. No free kick, no report. Which is a bit
You don't
rough
pay
because he
it?
definitely got hit in the head with someone's body that was coming in. Like if you accidentally lay your hand across someone's shoulder, that's a free kick. But you come in and you can literally break someone's neck, and it's like, lay on.
Yeah, I think you've really got to collect the ball clean and run off with it in my mind a little bit, like but that was a touch and go one. I thought the umpiring both ways that game was a bit grim. Like just like a lot of non-calls and then even we got a few soft ones that were like, well, when you get the ones that are like, yeah, sorry about that, but we'll pay this one. Like
Yeah.
apologies. Should have done the last one, but you know what? We'll
Yeah,
get
we'll
this
pay this
one.
nothing one, but we won't give you that other one that you definitely should have gotten when a
I
miss
just.
gets wrestled down or some shit. It's like, oh, come on, man. Right, yeah, I think, again, it was in our hands, not the umpires or Port Adelaide's hands. We could have done a bit more with it. I think, and we'll talk about this when we talk about the Derby this week, I think one of the biggest changes will come when Darcy comes in this week. Jackson can go forward and Tabs is out of the side because Jackson, Amiss, and Tracy together I think is a much more functional unit than Tabs running around with his head cut off and then Tracy and Amiss having to like do the forward leading patterns. Yeah, so I think that's going to make a huge difference. And I think maybe Darcy is the reason that we've struggled the last couple of weeks, just because it has meant that we're missing that one extra true forward. Not that
Oh,
Jackson's a true forward, but he's more of a true forward than our man, Matty Tabs.
I think from a forward line perspective, like if you're Tracy and Amiss, it's like pin it up the wing and just, genuine one-on-one, leaving Jackson at home. I think it's like get up the ground and get it. Whereas with Tabs, I think the three of them are a little bit too similar in Tabs. So I think Tracy will really relish that, like, one-on-one. Like, he's just a genuine one-on-one kind of contested mark. And if you're just putting it on his head, that's one trebuchet I'll allow. Like, just
Treb.
put it on his head.
Oh,
Mate,
bro.
just lob it in. But
So again, getting ahead of ourselves. This week, the trebuchet is the first time we are on for the trebuchet for a very long time with the Eagles. So they've got what, Barass as their only key back, and we'll have three tools. A miss could kick five. Maybe one goal into two goals, into three goals, into four goals, into five
yeah, I
goals.
just think those two become a lot of fun up the wing, and then they're probably too similar in character, Tabs, Amiss and Tracy, like genuine lead ups. Not that, I don't know, is Tab, not sure, but
I
yeah,
think Tracy's more of a traditional big key forward can break a pack. He needs to break more
yeah.
packs. Amiss is more of a leading forward that finds the space, leads into the space, and kick it out in front of him. Works hard back and forth. Do you know what I mean?
He needs a
Amiss
good
is,
night's sleep.
he has for a long time, hasn't he? Didn't he say in an interview once that Fife taught him how to get out of bed before 9 a.m. or something like that? When he lived with Fife for like a month or two.
But definitely look forward
Get
to
him up
Darcy.
to Port Hedland with you for a couple of weeks. See how he works.
Oh, mate, we going. If he coming down for a few afternoon cans and a bit of football, he'll be hitting some space. I don't know if he'd be getting rewarded with the kicks, but do we get we don't get we lose Sulkowski this week?
I think he was a test with a concussion, but I don't know how that works.
And we won't get Frederick back.
Freddie won't be back. I think it'll just be Darcy coming in, to be honest. But they haven't done the team yet. Surely the team's coming out. Maybe it is out.
Yeah.
Let's have a look. Let's have a look. We won't have changed much, you realise.
Nah.
Here we go. Ooh. Sam Sturt and Sean Darcy are in. Switter and Tabs
Oh.
out.
There you go.
The de Desert P. How good. Desert P gets his chance.
And they bring it, so Dom Sheed comes straight back in, no waffle.
What did Dom Sheed do again? Just had a rest.
Yeah, I just thought he was injured.
I assume. Anyway. Oh,
But
speaking
he's
of the Eagles. Can I play this? I think I sent it to you. I think you sent it to me, actually.
Hi guys, Liam Ryan here at Rug Depot. 50% off store wide. Good prices and good quality. Make sure you pop down.
Thank you.
The best ad ever. Liam Ryan doing Rug Depot. He looks so unenthused as well. So good.
He's
I'm
clearly
glad,
too
he's
awkward
not playing this week. Thank
clearly too
goodness.
awkward to tell the owner of the rug business that what's he doing buying carpet in the first place? Like,
Well, I
what's
don't
he in
think
there
he is.
doing?
I think he's just getting a gig to come down and do some promo.
I'm
Do you
pretty
reckon he was
sure
there? Do you reckon
he's
he was just shopping for carpets? And they're like, "Hey, can you do a video with us?" And he's like, "Oh,
I
shit."
100% I think that's what's happened. I don't think if you've invited him down and he's agreed to it to some kind of quality advertising and that's the best you can get out of him, then that's dismal. I think he's just genuinely in there for like a new like living room rug.
He's just, yeah, it's like shit. This
They're
floor's a
like,
bit cold now that it's changing season. I might get a rug.
we'll give you 20% off if you do a promo. Yeah, no dramas.
Yeah, I actually don't want any of your rugs. Your rugs are shit. Rugs a Million. Remember how like the closing down sale? Still like that they were closing down for about 9 years. I wonder if they're
How
around
much,
still.
if you, so if you think he's gone down there to do a genuine ad, how much do you reckon they're paying him to do a rug ad?
Couple of grand. Don't know. Not that ad. I would have been like, mate, it'd be like a performance clause
I would have,
in the contract.
if you did a carpet sales ad with him, you'd dress him up as Aladdin and have him like flying in, taking marks, like laughing, just parking on
How
rugs.
many people do you reckon watch that ad and go, oh shit, yeah, I'll definitely go down there and get my rugs from there?
You know what?
If Liam Ryan says they're good, they must be good.
My hay fever's feeling pretty good. Like I haven't felt congested in a while. I'll pop down and get myself a nice Persian.
He sells it with how unenthused he is. It's like, rugs are a pretty boring topic. So like, why would you get excited? You know, when people are too excited when they're selling like lamps or something, it's like, mate, no one's that excited about that. How about just on the topic of the Eagles? The Eagles had a win, obviously. Good win on the weekend.
It
they
was
would have
good
been
to
a good
see.
crowd. But it just makes me think back to the Dockers days when for some reason we'd knock a team off we weren't expected to and big crowd would get around it. It was just like a really fun day. I imagine that the Eagles fans sort of needed a bit of a release like that.
Mate, it is absolutely ridiculous the torture the Eagles fans go through, like the torture the team goes through, and then the like ridiculous accolades.
The turnaround?
Oh, mate.
Mate,
the turnaround is almost as bad.
What I was about to say was Eagles have gone from wanting 10 compensation picks for being the worst team the AFL has ever seen in 3 years to thinking they're going to knock us off next week and that Harley Reid's going to win the Brownlow. Like, it's like, boys, 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 just take the win. Get out of our
but
face.
They're like, oh, who was Matthew Lloyd's there? Like, oh, you know, North Melbourne should have thrown that last game. They should have got Harley Reid. Like, I look at the West Coast Eagles now and I look at what he's going to do to the club for the next 15 years. It's like, whoa, mate. Like,
steady
these
on.
Guys have, yes. It's like,
steady on. Oh, like, he obviously is a gun and seems like a good kid, but like, steady
oh,
on. So, what'll happen is the news is either way too positive about them. They're like, Harley Reid, you know, like, obviously the back page is sort of sick of him now. And then, actually, when I was talking to Josh Gallup about this on the plane, he was telling me,
"Oh, you had to bring him up. Had to bring him up,
mate. One of my best mates." he was saying how he still.
How'd you meet? How'd you meet? Did you want to do the whole how you met him, or are you just gonna
again?
Jump
nah,
in
they it? Can. You can re-listen to last week's ep. No, so he was saying how he still talks to a few people at the West Australian. And I was talking to him about the Harley Reid, how he's just always on the back of the paper. And he's like, the editor there at the West is basically just white-anted everybody out of that place. Like Duff left for certain reasons, like wouldn't print a story because he knew it was false. And they were like, no, print it. And he's like, no. And then they're like, okay, well, see ya. And so his theory on it is that any attention is good. So like he just playing up, you know, like always the shit headlines, the Jackson, no action Jackson or whatever it's called, that headline about Jackson not taking enough marks or whatever. And Harley Reid being on the back page all the time, he's just like playing into it. So it's just become like a gag where this editor, it seems like it's like a billionaire's son that just is bored. So he's like, I'm going to go do whatever I want at this paper. But someone, you know, someone should make a second paper in Perth and just be like, we're going to have a rival paper and we're going to hire all the people that you let go because they wouldn't do what you wanted. And I'd almost buy it out of spite.
I'm definitely not giving them the $1.99 a month subscription, but I do. I got a soft spot for Harley Reid. I think he's going to be awesome. It's good to see. I am glad he's playing some good football because maybe it was just because of what they were saying, but I'm excited about seeing how he pairs up against midfield and exciting how this new formulated West Coast comes up against this.
On the topic of Harley Reid, there was a good hidden dinner where Yo was standing back-to-back with Harley Reid. So it was 69.
Ooh.
That was party. That was good.
Mate, people getting hell excited like Yo's back to 2018. It's like, oh, man, like Just like reel it in. Like Ross Lyon says, Ross Lyon, quite
famous. Never as
good,
never as bad.
Also, he's recently lost his driver's license. That's another thing he says these days in the media.
Yeah, just points though. Did you hear him like clarify? It was just points. I just lost too many points. It's like, definitely
you can
just
lose
pissy driving.
You can lose points for pissy driving.
You can, yeah. Can't you lose like 6 or 10 points or something?
Have I told you about the story when I was supervising prison crew and the guy came back from his court hearing for drink driving and he was infuriated at the cost of court fees, how they'd gone up almost three times since the last time he'd been in court?
Yeah, that's a funny thing to get angry about, isn't it?
It's like, mate, you wouldn't believe the price of court fees these days. I was like,
yeah.
haven't experienced it.
Yeah, I actually wouldn't. I would believe them because I have no experience. Whatever you tell me will be what I believe.
I was there last June, like half the price.
Yeah. Bloody bargain last June.
Yeah, last DD was about
bloody inflation.
It's like, mate, I don't think that's...
Now everyone's doing it. It's bloody popular. Yeah, that's pretty funny. How much were court fees? Can I guess?
Oh,
I
think it was between like, it went from like 160 to just over 300. Or not even that much. It wasn't even double.
Yeah, right.
But he probably spends
more than that on bloody meth every week.
Oh, look, I don't think the system's working in that case, but yeah, it was pretty funny listening to that, trying to hold that conversation.
Yeah, trying to have something in common. It's like, oh yeah, like
I'm just
sometimes I get like, worried about the inflation of things that I buy too.
Mate, court fee, what about diesel?
Yeah, diesel. Flights to Perth when you book them the wrong way. They're always expensive.
Oh, yeah, wrong way around.
Did you see the Charlie Cameron incident? Charlie Cameron tackled Jake Lever and sort of the slam tackle. And he got off without a penalty because he had a good record. And then Pete like had character witnesses and shit. Similar
who
to
was
Basher
character
Hooley.
Witnesses?
I don't know.
Oh,
I
the Basher
Hooley. Yes.
Mate, the Basher Hooley one's so good.
I'll have a look. Charlie Cameron, character witness. But got off, and everyone's like, I've never seen the media kick up such a stink. And it's definitely because, like, they kicked up less of a stink with the Maynard one where he just shit-mixed Brayshaw and ended his career. And now it's like, well, Charlie Cameron doesn't play for a Victorian team. Like, how come he's getting off? Oh, he got Eddie Betts and Indigenous elder Gregory Egott to give a character reference. But got off because they were like, oh, yeah, good record and he's a good bloke. And it looked like his last six or five tribunal sort of charges had been off with fines. So it's like, seems like he doesn't have a good record. And that's the whole thing. Yeah. That's like getting done for five speeding fines and then the cop's like, oh, I'll let you off this time because you got a good record. You've only had fines before for speeding.
Not like our mate Ross Lyon getting done.
Oh, no, he definitely doesn't have a good record. I think getting him off the road for a while wouldn't be a bad thing. Do you reckon it'd be like a relief? It's like, well, I can't get any more fines. Got an Uber.
I don't know why he's bringing it up. Well, did you want to touch on anything, any betting related or anything else?
I might have a bit of a look and see how many goals I can get a miss for a good price. I reckon he could kick four. So this week, I think, Switter and Tabs out and Sturt and Darcy in. Don't bring Cooper Simpson in, by the way, anyway. So looking at the goal scorers, to kick three, Tracy's 250, a miss is 215. Jackson's 490. To kick two, Jackson's 2.15. Ooh. He should kick two. Surely he's kicking two.
Yeah.
I reckon I'll go a miss to kick four at 4:10.
Oof. Yeah, it's not the bad, not the worst call.
What are you gonna go? You still looking?
Yeah, still looking. Probably gonna look at the medal winger, medal winner.
Where do you find the dots?
I don't think you can, but I hope
until closer or something.
I hope Jackson gets it.
Yeah, that'd be awesome if Jackson got it, or even Darcy in his first game back.
Yeah, I think did Darcy randomly pick one up? I know Sarong.
Yes, Darcy did. I think Sarong's won a few. Yeah. Darcy's won one or two. Jackson's won one last year, didn't he?
Yeah, I thought Jackson. I don't know. Ross Glendening. I thought Sarong got it.
Glendening Allen medal. Very good. Well, look, I hope we just, you know, play it smart, grind the Eagles down. With a bit of pressure, you can beat them very, very convincingly. And I think we can do that as long as they should be fired up. They've come off two tight losses on the road. They should be bloody fired up. The Eagles coming off a relatively easy win won't be necessarily fired up. Probably will be in that zone where they're way too relieved going into a game and it will be a lot harder. So I think we'll get it done, and I hope convincingly. I'm not really that keen to do another stressful game.
Yeah.
Because we've had a few.
I think we've got a good couple of games in a row as well. So
we're going to have to stamp out the Eagles crowd early because they will be feral. Like, we're going to have to get in front at quarter time by several goals, and then like half time by like five or six goals would be the ideal. It's not much to ask for, boys. Come on, get it done. Silence them early. All right, very good, mate.
Thanks for tuning in.
We'll talk to you next week, hopefully after a derby win, making us 4-2. That'd be a treat. All right. All right, see you, buddy.
See you, mate.